From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later tonight, the incident at Devil's Den. Here's what's happening. The use of one of the largest facial recognition software databases in the country jumped 26% on the day after the storming of the U.S. Capitol, with police and law enforcement agencies turning to that technology to try to identify the agitators behind the attack. Clearview AI, the New York-based company, saw the surge in the use of its database of more than 3 billion publicly harvested images on January 7th, as some of its client base that consists of more than 2,400 law enforcement agencies began the still ongoing process of identifying those involved. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell supports Democrats' move to initiate impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump and apparently is done and furious with him. Let's check in with Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com. John, the guy's got seven more days to go, and he's out of office. Why go through all this?
Hey, George, let's just keep piling on, right? I mean, let's blame him for everything. I mean, after all, he delivered his speech. Did anybody ever watch the speech or listen to it? It's on YouTube. He never asked anybody to storm the Capitol, to commit a crime, to deface public property. I mean, the Democrats and the media have gone mad. They are in a state of mass hysteria right now. The 14th Amendment. They're claiming that that Trump committed an act of insurrection, rebellion against the United States. Last time I checked, zip ties were not considered Kalashnikovs or AR-15s, and that the murder that the gun shots that took place were for the Capitol Hill police. And when you look at the 25th Amendment, George, I mean, it's preposterous. That amendment was developed and ratified several years after the death of John F. Kennedy, because they wanted to provision if a president had a stroke or was shot in the head or was gravely disabled or incapacitated. It's totally inappropriate to use that amendment. And as far as this impeachment madness goes,
by the time they get their act together, he'll be out of office.
He'll be out of office, but they're torturing logic. They are torturing the definitions of an insurrection. This was not an insurrection. It was not a coup d'etat. This was not a revolt. This was not a revolution. This is a group of idiots, of amateurs, basically crazies that went ahead and made asses of themselves. And for Democrats to claim, Pelosi keeps repeating the words, this was an insurrection, this was an insurrection. No, it was not. An insurrection is what the U.S. did over in Syria under Obama for 8 years, supplying arms and cash to rebel groups and bombs and missiles and all other types of weapons in order to topple a government. This was not toppling a government. It was a group of crazies going in there like this was the Game of Thrones.
Let's hope this group doesn't do much when Joe Biden gets inaugurated the next week, John. But my point is, seven more days to go, President Trump is out of office to go through an impeachment proceedings by that time. It's not going to happen in time. It's just crazy talk. Twitter said that it has purged more than 70,000 accounts affiliated with the conspiracy theory QAnon after the deadly riot in the U.S. Capitol last week. Five people were killed there, including a Capitol police officer. President-elect Joe Biden will extend the nearly year-long pause on federal student loan payments on day one, the first concrete promise that the incoming administration has made to tackle the $1.6 trillion debt crisis there. Let's check in with Charles Koppes, the investment advisor. Chuck, what do you think about that? Slowing down student debt, maybe eliminating $50,000 worth.
Well, you know, we talked about this before. They want to do that and lots more. I mean, the Democrats now have the White House and the Congress, so we can expect more debt and spending and these kind of things, the COVID stimulus bill, which is coming, infrastructure, the Green New Deal, reparations, and who knows what. I mean, they're going to be spending like a drunk sailor, adding on debt. But, you know, Reagan once said, at least a drunk sailor spends his own money, right? I mean, the Biden plan is now to impose a $4 trillion tax on corporations and those earning more than $400,000 a year, along with capital gain tax. That might be by the end of this year. They're hoping for some kind of recovery, but you can expect lots of Democrat spending bills and so on. They don't really have a mandate right now. I mean, we're a deeply divided nation, as we can see. And the Senate, I was hoping we'd have gridlock, but now it's 50-50, so you're going to see a filibuster and lots of debate there. And in the real economy, George, we're going to see slow growth, a higher unemployment, high unemployment, high cost of living. This is what they call stagflation. We saw this in the 70s. 50% of our economy or GDP is small business, and now they want to raise their taxes and the minimum wage. I was studying that today, and that's a big concern. This is going to cause what I think is a new Great Depression, as your guest is going to share on Thursday, our friend Jim Rickards. I think we'll see a weak and a collapsing dollar going forward. This will boost the commodities complex. That's my hedge position, what I do. And, you know, finally, regardless of which party's in power, George, we're just going to keep going, I think, more into debt, like a reckoning day reset or whatever they want to call it. Ernest Hemingway was once asked, how do people go broke? And he said, slowly at first and then all of a sudden. I think we need to be aware of that. We can hope for the best, but I think we need to be very prepared as we go into this new year.
What is new at your IDP consulting group?
What's that?
What's new with your IDP consulting group?
What do I do there?
What's new?
Oh, what's new? Well, I put out a newsletter each month, and last few newsletters have been about that monetary reset. This is going to be something we're going to really have to deal with here going in the new year. So, you know, people can go there, check that out, download a newsletter.
What's your website there?
IDPconsultinggroup.com.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Chuck. In Canada, Ontario has ordered residents to stay home and declared a state of emergency as grim projections indicated soaring COVID-19 cases could overwhelm the healthcare system in weeks. The government also further delayed the return to in-person learning for schools in some hotspots and introduced several new restrictions, although critics said not much had changed from measures already in place in the current provincial lockdown. The Premier, Doug Ford, out there said police would be reinforcing the stay-at-home order that takes effect on Thursday and pleaded with residents to follow the rules. That's in Ontario, Canada. The World Health Organization has now confirmed that it will visit the city of Wuhan, China, during its investigation in China into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. The virus first detected in Wuhan in late 2019. A report earlier this week said it was unclear whether the World Health Organization experts would visit the city during their investigation. They will, and if they should, if they are smart, they'll go to that laboratory in Wuhan as well. Midwestern Pet Foods has expanded its recall of certain pet food products due to the potentially fatal levels of disease after more than 70 dogs have died and 80 were sickened from consuming the product. The company is recalling all pet food products containing corn that were manufactured in the company's Oklahoma manufacturing plant and have the expiration date of on or before July 9, 2022. This includes 19 products that may still be on the store shelves made by Midwestern Pet Foods, folks. So just make sure you're aware of that. NASA recently extended the life of two of its planetary discovery missions, including the Juno mission to Jupiter. Now it comes to light that Juno has discovered an FM signal emanating from one of the gas giants. They don't think it's any indication of extraterrestrial life, but you never know. Up next, the numbers lady back with us, Glynis McCants, and then later on tonight, she'll talk about you on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Glynis McCants, the numbers lady, has been studying numerology for more than 19 years. Glynis believes that knowledge is power, and when you have someone's name and date of birth, You can discover who they really are. The numbers are not just in people, but also in our homes, businesses. She's the author of several books, Loved by the Numbers. Glynis has your number. And there is a toll-free number we'll give you a little bit later on in the program. So get ready to write that down to order some of her works. Her website, numberslady.com. Glynis, welcome back. Great to have 2021 starting with you. Hi there.
And Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Anything to get out of 2020, George.
Yeah, I didn't expect 2020 to be bad when we started it, but wow, it fell apart.
Well, I remember you being excited about it. I still maintain we learned a lot in that cycle, and it's not that everything was bad. It's just when that pandemic hit, it just turned things really upside down. But if you think about it, if you said to me, Glynis, what is the difference in 2020 energy versus 2021? It is night and day. You know, if four means learning lessons, we have to hit our head before we learn, and you saw people do that. You know, the way we all decided how to play this in all the different states, right? Everyone had different responses to that virus and the level of infection. But also, I call it the human turtle. Like, when they don't feel safe, you go inside a shell. Well, look how many of us got stuck in the house, right, George? We were literally asked to stay in. Well, that's the four energy. It can do that. The five energy, which is now 2 + 0 + 2 + 1, five is movement. Gotta go, gotta do. So I feel much more optimistic about coming, not only having a solution, but actually getting us back out there. Not right away, of course. We've got our road ahead. But in this year, I do see that, George.
I like the alliteration of 2020, though. It just sounded good, didn't it?
Doesn't it? Well, how about this? It does mean seeing things as they are, not as you wish them to be. And you can say that was true, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So there is something to that. But you're right. I mean, I don't know anyone who did not get excited when they heard 2020. It's like, oh, yay, it's 2020. And then everything happened. And boy, did a lot happen. Even in our lives as well. You know, we lost Charlie's mother December 13th.
That's right. Sorry to hear that.
And that was sad because she was a remarkable woman, and she was just so, she was really excited about the idea of living to be 100. That was her mission.
How old was she?
97.
That's a great run, though, isn't it?
And just one of those people who knew how to celebrate life. She happened to be a five life path. So, of course, for me, I was just so, I prayed so much just to get her into the new year, and it just didn't happen. But no, we are left with nothing but great memories. And, you know, but it was still heartbreaking. And Charlie was incredibly close to his mother.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? No matter what age, nobody wants to lose a parent.
Absolutely. Yeah. It doesn't even matter. You feel like an orphan no matter how old you are. It's true.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Glynis, again, lots of new listeners to the program who probably don't know what numerology is. Give us a little update on that.
Yeah, and let me tell you what's interesting, George. This past year when I was doing, like, events online, I cannot tell you how many people don't know numbers. Like, you know, because we've been talking for years.
Oh, you've trained me, by God.
Yeah, they don't know it. They look at me like the RCA Victor dog. They cock their head. They're like, what is numerology? So I will tell you, it is the science of numbers. It is 2,500 years old. Pythagoras was the creator of the system that I use, because there's more than one version out there. And what it really boils down to is energy. You know, when we meet each other and you first meet someone, you're like, I am enjoying this person's company. But you meet someone else and they drain you. Suddenly you feel low energy. That is literally what numbers are about. So that's what I deal with. And when you have three numbers in a name, three numbers in the birthday, those six numbers give me a blueprint of who you are.
I haven't heard the RC Victor dog name in 60 years.
I swear I just saw a commercial. He's made a comeback. I saw that dog cock his head, and I just laughed my head off. I thought, it's so perfect.
Is there a science behind numerology, or is it metaphysical?
No. This is a science of numbers, and I'll tell you, because I've done this for so long, well over almost 30 years, right? Well over 20 years. But here's what I've done. After doing over 32,000 readings, you can see patterns. And that is where the science of numbers comes in. Because, yes, it's true that each one of us has different levels of skill. But when you really research it, this is a science. That number one is one energy. That two is two energy. And sure, you've got six numbers to deal with, to interpret, but it's a science of numbers, yeah.
2021 is a five number, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So what is that? Does that have any specific meaning?
Okay, so when you just look at five energy, just like I said, this woman who passed away, Billy, Charlie's mother, the positive side of five is celebration of life. They love beautiful things, right? So, example, if they go to a party and it's like beautiful music and good food, they're just so happy. And they have a great level of appreciation. So, in other words, it's not just about celebrating, but if you were to thank someone who was a five life path, they would write you a thank you note for the thank you. You see that, like, they want to keep going. And so when you deal with five energy in the world, the shadow side is chaos. So you think I was remotely surprised with what happened last week? Not at all. Because it didn't look real, right? When you saw the attack on the Capitol, didn't it look like a reality show?
It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
Yes, it was. And it was just so wrong. But again, it looked fake. You know, when we go back to 9/11, which, by the way, that day, 9/11, 2001, that added up to five energy also. So there is something to be said that when we go to the shadow side of five, it feels surreal. And so what I, of course, believe there's going to be profound repercussions to what happened last week because it's five energy. Five does not sit still. See, the four energy, which was last year, I think a lot of people overthought everything. Didn't you find that, George? Didn't you feel frustrated?
Oh, everybody did, sure.
Yeah, in communication, it's like, come on, people, move forward. Let's get this done. But there was no movement. In 2021 energy, there's movement. So you're also going to see the natural detective in all of us comes to life. So if you feel you don't have your answer, you get some answer. And the chances are you did the research. So it's not so much you're counting on people out there. You do the research. It wakes you up. Have you noticed that you feel more energy? Have you felt that? Think about from last year's energy to now.
No, I haven't changed because I didn't lose much last year. In terms, you know, it stayed at a pretty good level for me.
Well, I'm going to tell you something because tonight I was hoping to teach the intensity number in people's chart and use you as an example. You happen to have that number four in your intensity and the number five. So this is a part of you. Like when you say, well, I didn't lose much, most people did. You know, people were incredibly drained. Like I'm sure your listeners, they could feel a shift in energy that was kind of like waking you up. And I just remembered something about you. When you take your month and day and reduce it to one digit, you were born June 4th, correct?
That's right.
So 6 plus 4 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. 1 plus 4 gives you the personal year. You were in a personal year of 5 last year already, George. You already were experiencing some of this energy. But now you've moved into a personal year of 6. And that is much better for you. Like it means when you're calling some shots or making new plans, things happen. You know, last year, I'm sure you had a lot of plans that didn't happen for you.
We had a lot of live events that were canceled. And I was looking forward to that because I feed off of live audiences. I enjoy that.
Well, that's your pleasure. And also, you love your audience. Like, you literally love to meet these people.
Oh, there's nothing more thrilling than someone coming up to me at a live event when we do the meet and greet after the event. And they're listeners to the show. Most of them in the audience are anyway. Yeah. But, I mean, to meet them and, you know, and somebody to say, hey, I'm Joe from Long Island or whoever they may be, and you know them because they call in.
Right.
I mean, it's a great feeling. It really is.
So
and I miss that.
Well, with that five energy, do you see how that felt like this drama, like unnecessary drama? You knew you had a plan, you had a schedule, and yet it kept blowing up on you. It's like, I can't believe this. This year, because the world numbers are five, you're still going to see the drama play out around you, but you're in a cycle of six, which means good things happen. That tells me that, you know, again, it's not going to happen right away. We've got months into this, but we will end up being able, I believe, to have some good events before this year is out. Yes, I do.
Now, we're going to take calls with Glynis next hour, and we will need your name, obviously, and your birth month, day, and year. And she'll go to town and tell you a little bit about yourself. Do you see drastic things change? I mean, did you see this mess in 2020 when we started talking last year?
Well, remember what I kept telling you? It was more about wake-up calls. I just felt like we were there was something we needed to learn, and that if we didn't learn it right away, we would hit our head. And if you look at the world example of the virus here in the United States versus some of the other locations, we have played it differently, and there have been repercussions. I don't know about you, but I lost 8 people in my life. 8 people. That's a lot.
From COVID?
Yes, from COVID. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is horrible. Okay, stay with us, Glynis. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk more, and then we'll take calls next hour on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Glynis McCants with us, of course, and we will take calls with Glynis next hour here on Coast to Coast. Glynis, I'm concerned about this date. I want to give it to you and see what you can tell us about it. The inauguration date, January 20th of this year.
All right, January 20th, 2021. You know, when I look at a date like that, since it's obviously significant for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, I look to say, is it compatible to their energy? Like, that would be the first thing I'd look for.
Right.
And technically, for Joe Biden, it is. Like, here's a fascinating pattern about that number 20 with this guy. Because if you recall, Joe Biden ran for president twice before it happened, right? This was his third time running. But the difference was he was born November 20th, and I can never say her name.
Just think of comma, like a comma, an explanation comma. It's Kamala.
Gotcha. Kamala. So Kamala Harris was born October 20th. So they were both born the 20th. So my first thought was, okay, wait, 2020, because the day you're born is how you appear. So when you look at them, I mean, look, whether you like them or not, you can see when they smile, it looks the same, right? There's a lot of joy in their smile, but that's the 20. So here they both were 2020. Then when I broke down Joe Biden's full date of birth, and before reducing it to one digit, it became a 20. So I thought, now that's interesting. This guy's born the 20th, and he's a 20/2 life path. So I knew that was boding well for him. Now here we are with the inauguration, 120. It's the 20th again. So it feels like that part lines up fine. Am I concerned about what's coming? Listen, what about the flyer that's been circulating? I'm talking about marching in the Capitol, right, armed? Right? We've heard about this, where they're going to march on all the capitals. Have you heard about that?
I sure have.
Go ahead. Tell me what you know about that.
Well, there's not much, but other than they're planning some stuff.
Right, but didn't they say that the plan was the 17th? Did you ever hear that date?
I didn't hear any specific dates.
Yeah, okay. So the date I heard, and I'm just letting you know, 1/17/2021. If it's true, let's just say they do this. They're armed and they march the capitals. I am extremely concerned because that date in numerology is a very hard date. Like that is a date where things can go wrong anyway. Like it breaks down to an 8, and the whole date reduced to one digit is a 5. When I see that combination, I'll even say to my clients, hey, watch how you drive today. People won't pay attention. Sure enough, they'll be in the car and they'll see accidents on the freeway. It just promotes conflict. So I'm hoping that January 17th is not the plan, but I'm asking you to keep your eye on that. Now, regarding the actual inauguration, do I think Joe Biden will be protected that day? Absolutely. I do. I think it's going to be ridiculously loaded with security, right?
I just want it to go smooth, no disruptions, presidential, and I'm hoping Americans will just let this process be.
Yes.
And, we're nonpartisan on this program. You know, some people say, you're a Republican, you're a Democrat, you can't win. So you go nonpartisan, that's the best you can do. But I just want this to work for America.
Well, I'm going to say something about Joe Biden because, of course, we heard forever, whether it was the accusation that he was just mentally off to see the wizard and he was just a plant. And
well, who knows?
But here's what I would tell you that I do know by the numbers. With Double Two Energy, you know what they're obsessed with? Peacemaker, mediator, they don't want conflict. And you have to admit you've watched him play that over and over. Like when he makes the speech, he's like, I'm not going to fight. And when he said, of course I'm going to work with Republicans, he goes, if I don't work with Republicans, we're not going to accomplish anything. He goes, my goal is to make something happen. So I think in this scenario, because he did work in the Senate, there are many Republicans who already like him. And I'm hoping that bodes well for us as a country, because if we can't find our way to say, what do we have in common instead of where we're different, we're sunk, George. We're done. We've got to find our way back to the middle. I really think it's always been, we have more stuff in common than we don't. And as a counselor, remember, my gosh, I've done over 32,000 readings at this point. I deal with all energy, and I know that the bottom line of what we want is the same. We just have different opinions on how to get there.
You know, it's interesting. I used to have a guest named Mariana Korvitz, who wrote a book called Name Power 101 about your name and how it can reflect your personality. You're getting involved in names now.
Well, names have always been a part of numerology. Like, example, a first name. When you have the vowel of a first name, you get a little insight on a person. And so I've always been very intrigued. But the thing I wanted to talk about, because you have a smart audience, and I know you know it. I think that's why you enjoy meeting them in person, because it's fun to meet the ones who are thinking. They're very inquisitive. Well, they love to learn something new. And I thought, let's talk about the intensity number. And what it is, Pythagoras, each letter has a number. So it's, if we keep it simple, A is 1, B is 2, C is 3. So if we got to Z, Z is 26, but then we'd reduce it. 2 plus 6 is 8, right? So we're dealing in taking numbers to look at the intensity. When I break down those letters, I keep it to the single digit, and I call this simple numerology, because some people want to, you know, leave that 26 as 26. I would say 2 plus 6 is 8. So I'm going to give an example with you. I'm going to use your name. And I have to ask, is your middle name Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
I don't know how we got that. I am named after my father's father, who was George, my grandfather, who I never met. He died before I was born. But I don't know where the Ralph part came from. Nobody was, even mom's, I got to ask my mother again. She really hasn't told me in all my life.
Well, I'll tell you.
We don't have any relatives named Ralph. I don't know where it came from.
Well, I think it's great. But George Ralph Nori, there's a lot of power in that energy. And remember, if I didn't know your birthday, maybe I just was in your audience and thought, huh, what can I learn about him?
And by the way, I use R rather than Ralph, just so you know.
Sure. But when you're breaking down these letters, you would just take the whole thing. So let's start with the name you go by. And what I say, the name we go by every day, George Nori, gives us a sense of your vibration. Like if you say, hey, I'm George, people experience that energy. The birth certificate name gives you a destiny number, which is a little different. So keeping it simple, here's how it goes. George Nori, G in the Pythagoras number system is 7, E is 5, O is 6, R is 9, and I just keep going, right? I just put a number to each letter. Then I find out how many numbers do you have that are the same. That's what an intensity number means. It means whatever number shows up the most is going to tell me about you. And this is what made me laugh, and you'll appreciate. You had 3 sixes, 3
fives, oh, no.
3 sevens. Yeah, so look at you.
Someone's going to say I'm the Antichrist. Don't do that.
You know what it means? It means you have the ability to, you know, kind of know your audience. You're like, each audience is different, but you find a way to work with them because you have 3 different intensity numbers. Most people have 1 that stands out the most. So let me tell you what it means. When I saw the 6s, that's actually parent energy. And how much does your family mean to you?
Oh, I love them best, dearly.
It's everything.
They come before me.
Thank you. Like, to me, you've always, if you do well, you make sure they're spoiled. That's always been you. But that's your 6s in this intensity that would tell me that without you saying a word. Then your 3 5s mean you really do get bored, George. If it's not interesting, you're out the door. You're like, I got to go now. Got to go have fun. Got to do something different. And then you have 3 7s, and the 7 is the one who has the ability to observe. So, you know what when they talk about what is a good interviewer, it's someone who can listen and then speak. And you can do that because of those 7s.
Can I give you my real name? Would you like it?
Yeah.
Leo Bakdunas.
Are you messing with me right now?
Of course. I always do.
But you know I was going to break it down really fast. And then I was thinking in my head, but where did Ralph come in? But Now you're going to appreciate this.
I used to have, when I was a kid, I would write stories in school.
Yes.
I would have a cast of names
that
I would use in the stories. And Leo was one of them, by the way.
Well, and of course, Leo is a great name. But so let me tell you this. When I was looking at that birth name, George Ralph Norrie, guess what? There was only one intensity number. Like when I counted how many showed up, and it was the number 7. And that is you. Like, you are my favorite example. I always say you and Dr. Phil, because you are very similar energy. You know, Dr. Phil is the observer, then he has his opinion, and he's a 7, just like you.
One of our producers at Gaia, at Beyond Belief, used to be the producer for Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
And she said the same thing. She says, God, you remind me a lot about Dr. Phil, the same kind of character, except you're easier to work with.
Right. And you know what the other reason would be? You both have a 1 attitude. You know, that the attitude number is important, but he's born on a 1 day. You're born on a 4 day. So why does that make it different? Your 4 is the guy who actually appreciates when someone's an expert. Like the producer, I think you would value the opinion. When someone has double 1 energy, sometimes they don't want to hear it. They're like, I'm going to do it my way. And that's why she appreciated your willingness to listen in direction.
Oh, I want people to question me. I want to learn from other people. I mean, I'm not always right. And, I try to surround my staff around with people who will tell me the truth and how they feel. I don't want yes people. You know, that's not the way you run a good business.
Right. But again, it goes back to think how many different types of people you interview. You know,
hundreds. I was trying to do some mathematics because we're going into our 19th year.
Wow.
Well over 4,000 or 5,000 interviews over these years. That's a lot.
That's crazy. It's this huge number. And yet what I also know, because I'll tune in on you when I'm like driving. And I love when you get locked into the guest. Like it's something new and you have 1,000 questions. It's very fun to listen to. But again, a person can't really fake that, right? You've heard people.
My executive producer emailed me tonight and said, did you really tell Glynis she was 2,500 years old?
and the answer is yes.
Yes, I have.
But you know what I told my mother tonight? I said, now, George thinks that I've done numerology 2,500 years. Maybe I taught Pythagoras. And I thought, but you know what? I'll take it. What if I did? I mean, look, numerology is such an ancient science. And the fact that it's what I eat, live, and breathe. And plus, how about the comedian in you? When I talked about the number 3, that's the one who has a sense of humor. You have always found a way to go back to funny. If it gets too intense, you're going to make it funny.
You have to. You have to laugh, and you know people are too darn serious these days. And but you know we're in the strangest time I can ever remember, Glynis.
That's right.
Strangest time. This is almost like an asteroid hit the planet and wiped out half of the world. I mean, it's weird.
Well, I agree with you, but I'm going to tell you, if you go back to that example, we kind of briefly talked about it, that this country, if we talk about the baby, July 4th, 1776, that energy, the actual day is a 4, and it adds up to the number 5. Last year was a 4-year, this year is a 5-year, and I think this is a growth spurt for this country. Like, by the year's end, we're going to figure out what matters most. Where do we stand? That, and also, you know darn well, did you see The Social Dilemma on Netflix? Did you catch that?
I did.
It just talks about the manipulation. Like, if you go on a social platform, they want you to read what they want you to read, right? You kind of get moved into
something. They want you to be pulled in.
Right. They're like, hey, click on this, click on that. And next thing you know, you've gone down a rabbit hole. I believe that's going to shift, meaning we're not going to continue to tolerate it, because what it's done is turn us against each other to the point of us dying. We don't need this. That's craziness. We have to find a way to have true communication again, but we are going through a growth spurt. That's what you're feeling, George, and that's why I feel so strange to you. It's like, what is this?
At what point does 2021 become a great year for everybody?
I believe
you see it?
move into, say, the sixth energy. Like, April, there's something powerful about April that I want people to just make a note of, and that's because the energy of each day will repeat itself. And what I mean by that is there are three numbers that make up each day energy. So 4/1/2021, the actual day is a 1, and when you take the whole date and reduce it to one digit, it's also the number 1. The next day is a 2. When you add the whole thing up, it becomes another 2. The following is a 3. So what that means, when energy repeats itself, you feel better. So I think there's good news in April, whatever that looks like. And I think as we move into, like, summer, the month of 6 feels good to me. And then 7 and 8 will always be tricky for us. I've seen the pattern too often not to mention it. But of the two, July, there's something powerful about July. And then you know darn well, George, as we step out, you've always felt the power in October, November, December, right?
Like, I love it. It's my three favorite months.
Right? Exactly. I say that too. I have a lot of friends that are psychic, the ones that are empaths. They can feel the shift, and it's that final 3 months. I see the real good news shifting right there. Like, I see a lot more smiles. I know people are afraid of the economy and all those things happening. I'm not as afraid of that. I mean, I think we've already paid a price. Look what's happening now. We're suffering. This economy's in trouble no matter what. But I just see us going in a positive direction. I honestly do. I'm not nervous of going, oh, no, now we have to go through this. I'm not afraid of what's coming.
Well, and eventually, I think this pandemic will go away on its own. On its own, not necessarily from vaccines or anything else. I think on its own, it'll go away.
Well, we're going to have to find what that will be, right? Like, what will be the solution? There's some people, and you've had so many guests on, but a lot of people have found ways to heal with this virus. You know that. Or people got it and got rid of it in a few days because they did some homeopathic remedy. I mean, I think there's ways to figure this out, and that's what I'd like to see this year, because what the five does is find solutions and share the good news.
Glynis, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break and come back and chat a little bit more and take a whole slew of phone calls.